That's the main way people get sick. Someone who's infected breathes out the virus, and someone who's healthy breathes it in. Dr. Lindsay Marr at Virginia Tech studies airborne transmission, and she says the coronavirus can travel on small airborne droplets or even smaller aerosols.
Droplets are large, visible droplets that fly out of our mouths when we're coughing or talking. Aerosols are really just smaller droplets. They're microscopic, and we release hundreds of those for every one large droplet that might come out.
But according to Erin Bromage, who researches immunology and infectious disease at UMass Dartmouth, not everyone who's infected spreads the virus the same way or in the same amounts.
We know that some people have a lot more virus, and it's not just twice amount. It can be a hundredfold or a thousandfold more virus inside their mouth. And so those people, with talking, with singing, with shouting, breathing for that matter, can release a thousand times more of those viral particles into the air.
With these new mutant strains, it's not totally clear why they're more contagious, only that they are. This only reinforces the need for mask wearing. Numerous studies have now confirmed that wearing a mask can reduce the risk of transmission, but not all masks are created equally.
So virtually any covering over your face will deal with those large droplets. You know, a handkerchief, a bandana, they all deal with those large droplets in roughly the same way. But there is a big difference between the quality of the mask being worn and the ability to both filter the small little aerosols out on the way out and filter them on the way back in.
There's still a great deal of confusion about what kinds of masks offer the best protection. N95s are considered tops, but since they're still in short supply, many say they should be left only for frontline healthcare workers. KF94 masks, like these made in South Korea, are considered a good substitute. And while they can be found online, there are reports of fakes and counterfeits swirling around. So what's a consumer to do?